Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. Glad to be back with you. Took a couple of days off for Christmas. I hope you guys have had a wonderful, wonderful time over the Christmas weekend. And as always, Miss Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a great holiday. How about you?
I did. And it's still going. We were gathering up with family last night in Huntsville, and we got family coming to the house this week and staying at the house this week. And it's just like wonderful. It's just goodness. But thank you for that. Hey, Triple Dipper, get that sound effect ready, Copper. We got a great show for you. I got some stuff. I looked at it and thought, is this really happening? I got to check this out. And sure enough, I wind up my Triple Dipper is just filled up with what I would call red meat right now. But at 3 p.m., Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, who's great at what he does, but he also does great commentary. He comes on, even hosts a show for me sometimes. Scott Buttram's coming on at 3. You're going to want to hear our discussion about what's going on with some of the policies related to COVID. But in the meantime, I got a whole Triple Dipper, so Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. That's right. The Triple Dipper. So here's the Triple Dipper for the day. Number one, I'm just calling it so over the overreach. All right? So I'm just there. I'm looking at it thinking, I'm seeing trends, and then I'm actually finding commentary that supports what I'm seeing, that we are just so over the overreach. As a public, as a group, as individuals, we are so over the overreach. That's number one of the Triple Dipper. Number two is going to be a whole section called COVID Madness Continues. And it does. I mean, right now, I've got one of the folks that works at my law firm got stuck in Seattle. Airlines are canceling flights left and right because apparently Omicron colds are very scary. But COVID madness continues. That's number two. We'll talk about that. And then number three, I just call this section the culture wars. Yep. I got some stories that's going to curl your hair. So I'll be telling you about some things that are happening in schools, things that are being said by your elected officials, things that shouldn't be allowed in any modern society, and there they are, the culture wars, number three on the Triple Dipper. But listen, let me jump into my Right Side Way comments. And I don't know about y'all, but I said a moment ago, we've been having an amazing time with family for this Christmas season. And like I said, it's not over yet. And Charlene and I have kids and grandkids at the house this week. It's awesome. And just last night, we gathered up with about 25 or so family members up in Huntsville. And this coming Saturday, we're getting together with my mom and brother and family members. It's so good. And last night, when we got back from Huntsville, I was just blessed as my adult kid stood around the kitchen with Charlene and I laughing and telling stories. I mean, it just got all over me. And not a little bit. I mean, like a lot. And I thought to myself at one point, this is what really matters. And there's a reason, if you think about it, why solitary confinement is considered harsh punishment. There's a reason why social distancing is considered abnormal. It's because we're social creatures by nature. We, as a general rule, believe in the value of family and relationships, and typically we don't cotton to being told that those we love are not supposed to be around us or us around them. I really look at it and think, out of all the frustrations of the past 2 years, I think the culminating events that have been the most frustrating have been the deprivations of our freedoms of assembly, the right to gather. I don't think that any of us ever questioned whether there could be a need to require a permit for a parade or a protest. That's cool. No one minds having to pay for a ticket to a concert or a sporting event. But then it got weird. And they came for our churches. And they came for our businesses. And they came for our ability to travel. And most egregiously, they came for our families. Think about it. They may not have yet come into your home and said you can't gather for Christmas. They've tried to. But they've told you for sure where your family cannot gather. Over the last 2 years, think about it, in some places in our nation, we are seeing, even right now, families that are unable to dine out together in their favorite restaurants. In some places, we're seeing families that live remote from each other, unable to get their flights to see each other because of canceled flights by airlines, and when they do get on the plane, it's mask up or else. Even here in Alabama, we've experienced the inability to attend our church services together over the past couple of years, sadly enough. And even sadder, the inability to visit a loved one in the hospital or a nursing home. I know people who never got to say their goodbyes as loved ones passed away alone among strangers in a medical facility because that facility had such a fear of COVID liability that it surmounted their compassion for the mental and emotional well-being of their physically challenged patients. And I'm just going to throw this out there, by God. If Charlene was, God forbid, in a hospital and they said I couldn't come and see the love of my life, I would find a pair of scrubs and a lab coat. I'd pick up a clipboard, put on a mask, and waltz in that employees-only entrance like I owned the place and scour the floors like a bloodhound till I found her room, because it matters. It really matters. So this morning, as I was preparing for the day's show, I came across an op-ed on the Hill magazine site. It was written by a professor at the Catholic University of America. The piece was titled, "The Constitution Isn't Working." And my first thought was, for who? Well, the article went on to describe with some great presumed authority that the vast majority of Americans would just be better off if we just did away with that archaic document that does nothing for we contemporary citizens of an enlightened world. And the author expressed such views as one would expect from an ivory tower elitist, you know what I'm saying? Even invoked the January 6th protests at the U.S. Capitol as some kind of grounds for scratching out the veracity of the most important and foundational document written since the Dark Ages. He ended in fine fashion, too, by suggesting that, quote, and I'm quoting, this is the last line of the whole thing, quote, "The Constitution isn't working, it's time for a little rebellion." Well, I'll tell you what, I want to know if the January 6th Commission and the Biden Department of Justice are going to be investigating the author for inciting rebellion, but I'm not holding my breath. So just this morning, also, I watched in disbelief as a video made the rounds on social media. I posted it on my Twitter if you want to see it. No less than half a dozen NYPD members surrounding the table of a mom and what appeared to be her five-year-old son, letting them know, as the child started crying in fear, that they could either show proof of vaccination or they will have to leave the restaurant and that anything less would be subject to arrest and penalties under color of law. Right here, in your country, today, as I speak. I say all these things because we have to be reminded that in the midst of the liberal, chaotic browbeating that the media has elected to promote, that there is more to the story. We have rights. We have a voice. We have a right to assembly, to freely associate with our families, with fellow worshipers. We have a right to be with those with whom we work together every day to earn a living, to support the ones that we've been called to support. And that liberal professor who wrote the piece about the Constitution made a mistake. Well, he made several mistakes. But he made the biggest mistake in thinking that the rebellion that he's calling for, you know, the one that would somehow draw support, well, he's so out of touch. He really mistook the rebellion to do away with our Constitution, that same Constitution that includes in its First Amendment that we have rights of assembly. He made the mistake of believing in classic elitist fashion that his so-called rebellion would go unanswered, or for that matter, that his side would even win. Liberals don't really get that. They don't know why it matters so much to us, because it does. It really matters. You see, this is not a society that has been so generationally subjected to the whims of the dear leader without whom we cannot function. America is known not just for its economic and military might. America is known also for the absolute, free-spirited, entrepreneurial, loyal to a fault, sometimes reckless, open-range, pioneering, get-the-job-done attitude that every winner carries with them across the finish line. We don't sit idly. We don't long suffer fools. We will liberate the oppressed, we'll speak for the downtrodden, and we'll punch tyrants right in the mouth. And we'll do all that before breakfast. I had a sign on the wall in Baghdad. It said, "Win friends, kill enemies," and that about sums it up. And I say all of that because this past week, and still more so in the days to come, by gathering with my loved ones and thinking about the world that I want for my grandchildren, I have been deeply reminded, right down to my core, that all of this stuff matters. So if you haven't assembled with your friends and loved ones yet, there's still time. And they can't say diddly squat about it, because it really, really matters. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, Phil had him a few days off and he got salty. Uh-huh. Feeling a bit saucy today, copper. Better hold me down. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.